Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The season of Carnival is upon us. If you're from the New Orleans area, you may have already had a king cake since its start on January 6th. As celebrations are set to culminate 1 week from now on Fat Tuesday, we thought there's no better way to get into the Mardi Gras spirit than music. Local band The Mighty Wallops are bringing the New Orleans jazz sound to Northern California, playing the Prohibition-era songs of Cab Calloway and Fats Waller, with a modern flair, and performing contemporary covers of the likes of Lady Gaga and Radiohead in the style of yesteryear. Throw in a host of quirky originals and you've got the Mighty Wallops. They joined us at the station earlier this month to record some of their music in studio, and we're going to play that for you today. Their annual Mardi Gras extravaganza, Party Gras, is this Friday at Father Paddy's Public House in Woodland. Lead singer and guitarist Bobby Waller and drummer, washboard player, and kazoo specialist Peter Haldorf join us to talk about their signature sound. Welcome, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Quite the introduction. Okay, so this band started in 2024, but the four of you in this band are all very accomplished musicians. How did the Mighty Wallops come about?
Well, I've been doing Irish music, oddly, another holiday band, for so long, and we needed a bass player one time, and we got a tuba player named Portia Njaku to stand in for us. So she played Irish tuba, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. Let's do something where tuba kind of maybe feels more at home. And that was the birth of the Mighty Wallops.
You know, Peter, how do you define the sound of New Orleans-style jazz that y'all play?
It's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's definitely a little more what I would call like rikki-tikki than what a lot of people think of as jazz. It's definitely, especially bringing in the washboard for some of the smaller gigs and things we do. Normally I play a full kit, but the washboard definitely brings some of that almost zydeco sound too. Plus we have a trombone player, Matt, who's just phenomenal. Really, really adds that real kind of wah-wah-wah kind of stuff that I think really fits.
Was it just a natural progression to add covers like Lady Gaga and Radiohead?
I think Peter and I especially have always done a lot of covers. Peter's mm-hmm. in another band that does like, how would you describe it?
It's more bluegrass, but yeah, we do a lot of just modern covers in bluegrass style. So I was already familiar with kind of taking a modern song and seeing like, okay, how can we kind of wrap this around a different genre? Yeah. But then Bobby and I also, for a little while at least, were in kind of like an acoustic 80s cover band. So we had also already had some experience together doing some of that cover work.
Quite the range.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we were so lucky that the Mighty Wallops, the entire band, came to Cap Radio and performed some of your music. So we're going to share that with listeners now. We're going to get a taste of those horns that you teased up. This is the Mighty Wallops rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In.
We'll be right back. And when my great reunion comes, when my great reunion comes, I won't be that number when the great reunion comes. Just one more time, when the saints come marching in, when the saints come marching in.
Bobby, great voice.
Thank you.
I also heard that, Peter, of course, you're a skilled percussionist, but you're also a comedic drummer.
Bobby, I think we described
that's the thing I say all the time because, you know, jazz drumming is its own thing. And then to do it with a comic flair is a totally different thing. And Peter has this goal for every practice and every show is to see if he can do things with percussion, like on the blocks or all kinds of weird stuff that he's got going on. The office door bell kind of ding, ding, that
point,
kind of thing.
The point for me is always just if I can get Bobby to lose his place in a song because he's laughing is that's my goal.
That's
and
a
it
win.
Comes from I picked up drumming later in my musical history, but most of the drumming that I did for a long time was with a theater company, and so I learned drumming around theater and story, and so it's always been something that I've strived to like bring a little more than just keeping the rhythm, more than just trying to show off, which I do also do too much.
Really?
But I try to also just kind of add to whatever like the actual story of the song is.
All right. Well, let's listen to the next song because we have a couple to play. This one is an original. It is called The Devil Made Me Do It.
2, 3, 4. Now when I was just a little boy, I found a comic book. And against my mother's wishes, I thought I'd take a look. 2, 3, 4. I saw bad guys smoking cigarettes. I saw violence and crime. I saw girls in capes and leotards. I saw vice of every kind. Now the angel on my shoulder said, return it to the shelf. I knew I ought to put it down, but I couldn't help myself. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Now I do it all the time. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Now I do it all the time. Here we go now. Just a few years later, my mom could clearly see that women in our neighborhood were looking good to me. She warned me not to give in to the content of my thought. She warned me to resist the urge, but I certainly did not. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Yes, he made me lose my mind. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Now I do it all the time. As the years continued, I gave myself to sin. The devil kept on knocking and I always let him in. And now that I'm an old man, please take my advice. Cause the devil's in the sandbox and he isn't playing nice. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Yes, he made me lose my mind. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Now I do it all the time. I said the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Now I do it all the time. I said the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Now I do it all the time. Now I do it all the time.
All right, Bobby, what was the inspiration behind this piece?
It's actually based on a true story. I was raised in a very conservative Quaker tradition, and there was only one book we were allowed to read, and it wasn't comic books, but I found a comic book one day, and it was like my window into the wider world, and I'm like, whoa, that's what goes on? This is great.
And now it's in song. That's awesome. We do have one more song that we're going to listen to. And this one I think listeners might be familiar with. Iko Iko. It's a mainstay of the genre. So let's take a listen.
My spy boy and your spy boy sitting by the fire. My spy boy said your spy boy gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about a hey now, hey now. Iko Iko on game. Giacomo Fino on our knee, and it's Giacomo Fino on me. Now my Marina and you partying, they sitting by the fire. My Marina said, your partying, gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about it, hey now, hey now. Iko Iko on day. Giacomo Fino on our knee, and it's Giacomo Fino on me. This morning singing Giacomo Fino on E. Talking about hey now, hey now. Iko on E. Giacomo Fino on our knee. It's Giacomo Fino on E. Now I look at Marie by the railroad track. Iko on E. Said put her out here in my gunny sack. It's Giacomo Fino on E. Talking about hey now, hey now. Iko on E. Giacomo Fino on our knee. It's Giacomo Fino on E. Iko on D. I bet you $5 she cheated. Giacomo Fino on D. Talking about head now, head now. Iko on D. Giacomo Fino on D. It's Giacomo Fino on D. Now look at that woman all dressed in green. Iko on D. She's more than a woman. She's a loving machine. And that's Giacomo Fino on D. Talking about head now, head now. Iko on D.
I can't imagine people are just like sitting down still listening to you all. How could you not dance?
We're in this because it is so much fun. It was so much fun. This band just has a good time with one another and with audiences too. That's what we're in it for. And that's what Mardi Gras is all about.
All right. So if people want to check you out, they can this Friday, Friday the 13th in Woodland. So if they want to go see you in the flesh, take this in person live, what do they need to know? What time is it happening?
8 p.m. to 11 p.m. is when we'll be playing. And then, you know, talk about engaging with the crowd. Bobby will have some interactive stuff during our breaks as well, some trivia, some competitions. You can come win some fabulous prizes.
The fabulous prizes are like boxes of Zatarain's
and hot sauce.
And hot sauce and things like that.
Hey, I like that. That would be a win for me. And are there tickets?
Nope.
Unticketed.
Unticketed, all ages. All ages, right?
It is all ages, right? Yeah.
And free to the public. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby and Peter, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicky.
It was a lot of fun. That is lead singer and guitarist Bobby Waller and drummer Peter Haldorf of the Mighty Wallops. Their annual Mardi Gras extravaganza Party Gras. It's this Friday, the 13th, at Father Paddy's Public House in Woodland. It's at 8 p.m., and it is free to the public, all ages. Now, to hear the special bonus track the Mighty Wallops recorded here at Cap Radio, you can visit the Insight show page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcasts on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Stephen Starbuck recorded the Mighty Wallops at our Cap Radio studio, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.